Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Everybody, happy Wednesday. Welcome back to part 3 of Where the Modern Person Stumbles. You know, Confucius said, what the superior man seeks is in himself. What the small man seeks is in others. And then Mahadesa Najumi said, the woman who does not require validation from anyone is the most feared individual on the planet. We always have to acknowledge that we are not an island, right? We didn't just arrive here. We didn't just get zapped in. Actually, we're at the end of an unbroken chain of evolution, right? That means something because those things have all been baked into our DNA. We're also the end product, so to speak, of our family of origin. And what that means is that a whole bunch of other things have been baked into us. And then we also have this possibility to reach for the transcendent, which means we're not just physical, right? We're not just sitting here. We have the ability to reason with the gods, so to speak. And so today what I want to acknowledge is that second part, the idea that we have a family of origin and that they raise us to be a certain way in the world, which I've talked about a lot in my work and Ambitious Heroes and Heartache especially. I got really interested in like, why am I the way that I am? Like, how did this all happen and why is it so hard to change? Well, part of why it's hard to change is because we don't acknowledge all that we actually are, right? We don't acknowledge the biology and the species and the transcendent and all of those things. And part of why we don't is because, well, it's really hard for us to hold tension in between all of the opposites that we actually are, which is why I think one of the things Carl Jung said is the reason that oftentimes we don't transform is because we can't accept the paradox that we actually are. And so we retreat to a simpler way of being. You might think about that too, like I was talking about this idea that once our coherence is shattered, we tend to retreat to a simpler way of being. And so we'll come out cynical rather than believe that things can be for us and also things are going to go wrong, right? That's the paradox. We just say, well, it's all bullshit. Nobody can get ahead. And if nobody can get ahead, then we're safe not trying, right? It's something like that. And so today, I want to talk about specifically the way that we're raised is validation. So we are validated. We are positively rewarded for all of the things that we do right, which are going to make us sufficient and self-sufficient human beings in the world, and hopefully efficient human beings in the world. And so once we learn to poop on the potty, everybody claps. And once we take that a step further and we wipe our own ass, then everybody claps. And so we're constantly in this situation where people are validating us simply for becoming who we need to become. And that is a huge part of what it means to develop as a human being. And then, just like most things that got us here, they might not get us there. There might be a letting go that needs to happen. And what happens is if we don't ever let go of this need for validation, then obviously we end up craving it, right? We end up looking for it in places. And so where the modern person stumbles is when we tend to seek validation or gratification rather than improvement, rather than just taking a step back and saying, I think we've ordered things incorrectly. How could I improve here? We say, no, what do I need to do in order to be validated here? And so we have this political climate where politicians aren't allowed to be wrong. And we have a leadership climate in our world where everybody has to have the answers. And so because all of us need to be validated and gratified, we don't have the ability to sit back and say, but what would improvement look like? And do you know why? Because sometimes improvement looks like failure. And sometimes improvement looks like failure over and over and over and over, and sometimes over 10 times before we actually get it. And so we end up in this situation where we are seeking from people what maybe our craft should be giving us, or maybe our God should be giving us, or maybe our heart should be giving us, right? And this is validation for being here. And the reason being is because it's so preposterous that we're here in the first place, right? This is one reason why seeking validation and gratification is so, it's such an absurd notion, though we do it because it's how we're raised. You also have to understand, like, the fact that you're here is just, it's bonkers, right? We're the only thing we know of in 93 billion light years in every direction that has become sentient and aware of itself. And so that has to be enough to some respects. If it's not, if you still need to be validated, then what happens, and this is the second reason why this is such a trap for us, is because if the world can give it, the world can take it. This has been a really big struggle of my own, and I think I've talked about this a little bit on here, but getting validated for my work, right? Like, I'll write something or put out a podcast, and everybody's like, everybody, here we go, there's hubris. A bunch of people are like, hey, that really resonated with me. Now, I've got to keep my feet on the ground, right? I've got to stay doing the thing that I'm here to do. And if you do the thing you're here to do, that provides its own reward. And that's one of the reasons that focusing on your craft and not the validation for your craft is such an incredible opportunity in this life, because it is a self-fulfilling feedback loop of positivity. And so find the thing that you can sit down and do without being validated for, and you'll be really close to finding the thing that you're here to actually do. And so what happens, though, is if I take something like the reason I believe that I'm here, and then I outsource the well-being of that thing to you who can validate me for it, well, inevitably, when I produce something that misses for you or doesn't land for whatever reason, and there's going to be a million reasons, right? Well, now, the same validation that you can give, I don't have the emotional capacity, and neither does anybody else, to say, I'll take the positive and I'll put my identity in that, but when you dish the negative, there's no part of me that's going to believe that that's me either. And it's like, well, it's either you or it's not. So other people's opinions of you, which is what validation is either you or it's not. You know, if you really want to try to do something worth a damn in this life, well, as I said, you kind of got to iterate your way there, because you're not, you know, we always say, oh, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for kids. I'm not ready to start my own business. It's like, yeah, no shit. You know, and you're not going to be. And if you were, that would be an insult to the greatness of the thing that you're actually going to do. And because all of that's true, you've got to iterate your way there. And so failure is going to be the tuition that you pay in order to get there. And so if you are serving validation, the likelihood of you going through the prerequisite failures you're going to need to in order to just become the kind of person you need to become, very unlikely. One of my favorite podcasts that I listened to for a very long time, and this is important to note too, because I have podcasts that I'll listen to forever, right? And I mean, like, I grow so much by listening to them. And now I don't listen to them anymore. And that's going to happen with me, right? With you listening to me. And it's going to happen with the thing that you do, because sometimes things resonate for a while and then they fall away. And so this podcast that I listened to, he was saying, you know, in our early days, we didn't keep track of our numbers at all, which is something I don't do anymore as best as I can. And he said, it's a good thing, because though we're really successful now, I look back and there are, you know, 3-4 months where we took a haircut of 5, 6, 10,000 listeners at a time. Now, I don't know why that is. And part of that is because the actual metrics that you're given in podcasts are kind of obscure and hard to understand, like, for a reason, right? So you can't hack them. And so he's like, if I would have been chasing that, I would have stopped chasing the message. I wouldn't be doing the thing that I'm actually here to do. And so he's had to actually let go of that need of validation to get to become the kind of podcaster that he wanted to be. And that's always stuck with me, because I think that there's a huge portion of life, as we've talked about in this whole week, that we just don't understand. And we can tell ourselves that we do, but that doesn't make it any more so. And so because that's true, we have to focus on what we're here for, right? We have to focus on what the kind of person that we actually want to be in the world. And when we do that, what we do is we stop focusing on what everybody thinks about it. Now, we're social creatures. We crave belonging. So there's a degree to this to which you'll never really fully let go of, right? You've been so conditioned on what it means to be a social creature, not just because of your family, but because of what you are as an animal. the same thing is true with mice. There was a really good, I heard Jordan Peterson one time talking about this study with mice where they had mice that were born and they took like an eraser of a pencil or something and just played with the babies, like with half of them, and just kind of like tickled them and stuff like that. And then they had interaction, basically like animal interaction. And then there was another group that didn't, and that group died. Though they were taken care of, right? Though they were fed, they had no predators, they died, right? So as an animal, there's a part of you that will always need to fit in some sort of social structure with some sort of other thing. And if you don't, part of you will die. And so it's not really a want, it's more of a need. But if we're really doing it right, we don't sacrifice who we are in order for belonging, right? That's something I really do believe. Like, I don't think if you're belonging in the right place for you, you're not gonna have to sacrifice who you actually are. And people that tell you you do, well, those aren't the people you wanna belong to, right? Because they're asking you to be what you're not. You're here to be what you are. And so you've gotta let go of that. And then you open up to the fact that in order for you to really be who you are, you can't serve validation. You can't serve gratification. Because if you do, you'll never delay it enough. You'll never put in the reps to actually become the person you're here to be, because that's gonna take time. That's gonna take iteration. That's gonna take letting go and transforming. It's gonna take a lot of things that are beyond your capability, which is specifically why the modern person stumbles with it. Because we worship ourselves to such a degree that we rarely understand that how much exists outside of who we are. And if we could let go of all of that, what we might find is improvement is a far better reward than validation. Anyway, that's been my experience. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. We'll talk tomorrow on Morning Coffee.